Rabbi, so let's begin. Rabbi Sai, in general, I think we're going to be cutting down the shiurim. We're going to try to make things a lot shorter. It's just getting a lot harder for me to prepare. It's not so easy. No. Let's keep it the way it is. Okay, it's getting harder, so we'll see how things go, how things move along. But for today, I prepared a very short topic, interesting topic, about blowing out candles. To blow out candles. Now, all candles, any candle. This relates parsha, this week's parsha is one of the popular parshas that deal with a matzeva. Yaakov Avinu erected a matzeva on the kever of Rachel. So it's a lot of the stuff that discuss halacha relating to the parsha, discuss the laws of a matzeva, lighting candles, yard site candles for the deceased, and all matters related to kvura, Avelos, v'chulu. So one of the topics that comes up, very interesting, is you light a candle, and you want to blow out the candle, you want to put out the candle. What is the proper way to blow out a candle? Is there any problem blowing out a candle? So the truth is, let me just start with, I'll read you some of the Midrash, very interesting Midrash. There's a Midrash Rabbah, it's in Shir HaShirim. It says as follows, Ma bein misas zikenim, there's no greater tragedy than the death of a young person. A zaken, a person is 120 years old, a full productive life. It's tragic. You can't say it's not tragic when someone 120 years old dies, but it's not the same. So the Gemara is here. The very fascinating with the Gemara with the Medrash. It's Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Haner Hazeh Bizman Shukava Me'elov Yofel Loi V'Yofel Lepesila. Fascinating medrash that compares the difference between the death, rachmana litzlan, of a young person and an old person. An old person's death is like a ner. You have to remember, in the ancient times, you had these earthenware receptacles, and these earthenware receptacles had wicks, and you fill up the receptacle with oil, and you put in the wick, you tilt it, you maneuver it, and you've all seen a replica of these old mirrors, and it lights, and eventually the oil runs out. And when the oil runs out, so it goes out. Now the wick goes out. The wick is not totally consumed. Just the top of the wick where it runs out. And then when you come along later on, you pull it, and you put in some more oil, and you relight, and you start all over again. When the nair goes out naturally, everything is in order. Everything is in order. The nair is in order. The wick is in order. And when you're going to relight it later, you got no problem. But Rachmana Litzlan, shocking what it says here, is when a young person dies, it's like a nair that someone came and blew out. You blow it out. When you blow out a nair that's in its prime, it's not so easy to relight it. When it doesn't go out naturally, it's not relit. The relighting is not easy. Now, I have to make one point, which everyone here seems to make, is that we really don't appreciate this concept of how to make a wick, this means that if it goes out naturally, so then it's easy to relight. But if we blow it out, what's the ability? Blow it out, so you relight it. Because we don't have real wicks today. Today we have a wax or paraffin, whatever it's called, and we have even the floating wicks. All the wicks that we have today are not really the types of wicks they had in the time of Chazal. Time of Chazal, the wicks were much more delicate. They were delicate, they were made in a different way, maybe we're not so familiar, and this seems to be a davar pasha. If you take a nair and you blow out the nair, it's not yofe loy, it's not yofe for the nair, not yofe for the psila. Okay, so what do we take out of this medrash? The meaning of this medrash is that the medrash over here is making a very shocking analysis, comparison, is that blowing out a candle, a nair, is like blowing out the life of a young person before a person's time. Okay, so that right away becomes a very spooky thing. We know that a nair is the kiner Hashem nishmas Adam, and a nair is always a mashal for a human being. So therefore, it has become the minog not to blow out a nair. Now this really is also a maimer chazal. It's a kolboy. I'll read what it says in the Kolboy. We'll talk about that. Okay, it has a whole thing of discussion on that. The Kolboy writes, Arba Dvarim Ha'isa Oisan Damoy Berosha. There are four things. The person does, he is chayiv misa. That's pretty serious. Domei b'roshay. Number one, hayoyeshay b'tzilay shomeis. A person sits in the shadow of the dead. Number two, v'oymeid orum lefnei haner. A person stands naked before a ner. These are all mystical things. Number three, v'amechabe es haner b'fiv. Now this is a little bit different. A person, he blows out a ner, harei zen nichpa. And what? When it comes to that, I have a whole time on that. But nichpa. So nichpa, he has a discussion. Nichpa, it appears to be depression. Clinical depression. Anxiety, depression, bipolar, all of these terrible terms, which unfortunately in this generation we all know too much about. And it means either he's nichpa, or it means his children are nichpa. A person comes lidei, achman litzlan, these very frightening things. And the last thing, derech agav, is a person that's meshamesh, mitosay, marital relations, bifnei haner, in daylight, in front of a ner, in front of a candlelight, then his children will become ugly and kifufim and bent. Okay, but this is the medrash. Now this is what it says in the Kolboy. And this Kolboy, where does it come from? With Sefer Reishis Chochma. Muva, it's a Kabbalah Sefer. Shloisha Dvarim. It's a Mus Sefer? Okay. Shloisha Dvarim. Shloisha Dvarim Oisai Son Domoi Beroisha Veluhein Hayoisha Bitzel Shal Ner. Vamechabe Haner Befiv Bibnesha Nichpa. Person extinguishes the ner because he's depressed. I'm not exactly sure what he means, but this is where it's brought down. Now this is not what. This is from the sefer called Reishis Chachma, and the other one was the Kolboy. The Kolboy, if I'm not mistaken, was a Rishain. Now the problem is this is not brought down in any. It's not in the Gemara. It's not in Medrash. It's not brought down anywhere, and therefore, being that this halacha is not brought down, not in the Talmud, not in the Medrash, the modern day poskim apply the following principle: Shomer Pesoyim Hashem. Hashem watches the fools. We know there are many things which are not ideal, but the whole world does. No, and you just hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you, will guard you to make sure you do not get into trouble. They used to say this 50, 60 years ago about smoking. When the first early reports came out that smoking might be dangerous for your health, they said, listen, you know, smoking, everyone smokes. We've been smoking already for who knows? Shomer Pesoyim Hashem. No Pesach today will say this anymore because the statistics are proven. It's Pikuach Nefesh, so it's a Dhamma Pasha. This has been. When it comes to other things, flying in an airplane, how can you fly an airplane? Do you know how many things can you do? You ever see that? I once saw years ago they had these investigations, it's called crash investigations. Do you know how many things can go wrong in an airplane? It's Mavar al Harayon. How many things can go wrong? Simplest little things that can cause the plane to go down. Chazal let you go on an airplane. The answer is Shomer Pesoyim Hashem. So this principle is very easily applied by many places. I think Rav Moshe also writes about it, if I'm not mistaken, is that
more car accidents,
yeah,
airplane accidents.
Well, but this principle is applied to blowing out a candle. If you see someone blowing out a candle, you are not mechuyev, and you should not bother him. Don't say, you know, you're not going to do that. It's also how you blow a candle. People are going to get, like, a lot of shuls today. It's been very popular. I don't know why. Very popular. Everyone has to have neros on top of when you daven. In the Lithuanian shuls also. You light candles. So you finish davening, so how do you put out the candles? So people that do it all the time, so they put it out. They have all these techniques how to put it out. They take something else, they blow on top, or they have a certain tweezer, they put it out. But people who only have yours once a year, who come up there occasionally, and they don't know the difference, so they light the candles. And when they finish, they blow it out. Yeah. Oh, how could you blow out the candle? You're blowing out your neshama. So the answer is, where does it say this? It says in the Gemara. They say in the Medrash, they say in the Zohar. Doesn't say this anywhere. This is something which, it's not really clear where this has come from. It's not absolutely clear. And therefore, if you don't follow the rule, you're okay. Because the whole world does it, and we don't see people getting into trouble for doing this. So therefore, you don't have to make a macha. Here is an example. You apply the principle shomer pesayim Hashem, especially because it's not brought down in any very early source. Now, what would indeed be the issue? This is something that's fascinating, totally new to me. What's the issue? Why should it be a problem? Besides the issue of a ner represents the medrash we started with. A ner represents ki ner lekim nishmas adam. There's the ner of a zaken. There's the ner of a young person. The ner of a zaken goes out by itself. Yofel lener, yofel lebesila. But if you blow it out, it's kosher lener, kosher lebesila. So if you're going to blow it out, it's rachmana litzlan. You're touching upon that medrash that mentions this concept of a young person leaving this world before his time. It's kosher lener, kosher lebesila. But there's another idea that's brought down here, called from the Sefer Tosefes Ramach, Lebal Yalkut Avram Zechet Sarek Levracha. I have no idea what this is. And he says, Bialdusi Shemat, Ibchen Risi, Man Shem Aise, Nohagin Shalei Lechavas Ner. I don't know what that means. Rak Al Yidei Yal Yoda, you take your hand, you go back and forth to put it out. And he asked the question, why not? And he went, they told him, because when you blow it out, you're being Moitse the Shem Hashem Levatola. What does that mean? What does that mean? They told him, "V'shamati she'amru tamam." The reason why these people do not blow it out, "b'zeh ki im mechabe beruach piv azai moitzi shem kadosh mipiv." You are being moitzi the shame of Hashem from your mouth. The shame kadosh mipiv. When he got older, he figured out what it means. When we say every day, "Poseach es yodecho maspia l'chol chai rotzon," it's a very powerful pasuk. You don't have to cover that pasuk. You have to say Ashrei again. The Roshei Tevois of "Poseach es yodecho" is Pei Aleph Yud. That is, in the world of Kabbalah, that I have nothing, no knowledge of whatsoever, a very popular shame Hashem. There are many shemots, and this pasuk is an important pasuk. "Poseach es yodecho Pei Aleph Yud." Now, I don't know how what this means, but basically, when you blow,
isn't the chatach also?
Chatach, that's another name. Yeah. That's chatach, that's bad, that's the soif tevas. That's the soif tevas. So, alachas kam v'kamba. If the soif tevas chatach is a shame Hashem, alachas kam v'kamba, the roshay tevas are going to be a shame. So, when you blow out the nair, you are expressing, I don't know how you get, you're expressing the letters Pei Aleph Yud. The experts have figured out that when you blow, you express those letters from your mouth, and you being moitzi those shemos levatala. That's the reason why you can't blow out a ner by blowing, because of those letters. Lemai naftimina. If you blow out the ner with a different, with a koyach of a different sound. For example, he writes, it was their custom to say Purim Purim, or Purim Pesach. Now, go over to a ner, and you say to the ner, Purim, Purim. When you say a pay, think about it. Purim, Purim. Pesach, Purim. And he writes, the difference is the pay and the fe. If you go, fuh, fuh, then that's the shame Hashem. I just did it. Pay Aleph Yud. That's bad news. You might say shame Shema. But if you say, go over to the ner and say, Purim, Pesach, then you're not doing anything wrong, and then indeed it is mutter. You have an afkamina. According to the Tanakh, we said before, it's because the kinner kim nishmas adam, you can never blow out a ner. But according to the Tanakh, that says because of the Shem Hashem, as long as you're careful to say the right Shem Hashem, then you are in business, you are okay. Okay, now here are all the modern day shilas. What about a match? A match. Is this concept of blowing out a ner only true with regard to a ner? A ner means oil, a wick, and a receptacle. Ki ner elokim nishmas adam. So ner elokim nishmas adam means the receptacle, the fuel, and the psila. That's symbolic of a neshama. We don't want the neshama, the zokin, the nar, the chulu. But a match is just a piece of wood and has a flame, and I blow it out. So what is so? It really depends on these two reasons. If it's because of ner elokim, then it would be forbidden. Then it would be mutter because it's not a ner. But if it's because we might say the Shem Hashem of Pei Aleph Yud, then it really would not make a difference. Ruba de Ruba, the Minig Olam, is not at all to be makbid on this. When it comes to a match, there is no hakpada. The Minig Olam is, they would make, or you can blow it out a match with us. Same question. What happens on a regular candle? Most of our candles there are not oil candles. We have the wax candles. So you're lighting a candle, and you want to blow out the candle for whatever it is. Let's say bdikas chametz, right? Bdikas chametz. So you start off for 3 minutes with your wax candle, and before you turn on your flashlight, so you finish with the wax candle. Are you allowed to blow out the wax candle? It's not a ner. Ki ner lekim nishma sadam. There's a receptacle. There is oil. There's a psila. A wax candle is not a ner. It's more similar to a ner than a match. So l'chayra, it would be mutter. It would be mutter. There's no issue whatsoever. What about havdalah? The ner havdalah. Now, what is it? The Ramah has says something very interesting. The Ramah says that what we do by havdalah is you're supposed to extinguish ner havdalah in the yayin. In the yayin. And the Ramah explains the reason for doing so is to show that this ner was only lit l'shem mitzvah. Therefore, I'm using yayin shel mitzvah to extinguish the ner. I want to show that this ner was only lit l'shem mitzvah. Mimela, being that it's only lit l'shem mitzvah, the way we're going to show is by extinguishing the yayin shel mitzvah.
Doesn't work with the new.
What?
It doesn't work with the new havdalah.
Why not? You can't fit them in. All right, so that's a... Leave that for the next generation to figure out a solution for that. But now that opens up an entire new topic, which is discussed really more so with regard to the neros of Shabbos. When a woman lights the ner Shabbos, like a Shabbos, every woman Friday night she lights the candles, so she has like a Shabbos. She lights all, and then when she's finished, she blows it out. Right? Isn't that what?
Most women don't do that.
What do? They put it in.
Yeah, they use it as one of the candles.
What now? Okay, that's all if you're using candles. What happens if you're using tea lights?
Paraffin.
Or you're using a lot of women they put in they a lot of people liquid. Well, some of them today they use very popular. They use like those they have a glass receptacle. And they just stick in a piece of. They put in like these wax things. They just throw in these wax little whatever it is.
Like
so there are many situations where women are lighting candles with another candle. So after you light the candles, before you go, and you do the hocus pocus, and you make the bracha, you have to put out the Shabbos. Right? You got to put out the Shabbos. How do you put out the Shabbos? So ask your wives. What do they do?
They don't use the Shabbos.
Do they blow it out?
No.
Do they blow it out? Or what?
They just lay it down.
Oh, you lay it down.
You talk about Shabbos candles?
Shabbos candles.
Yeah, so let's say you use the match. So you just lay the match down.
That's the match. A match already can be... I'm matching the make. I'm talking about. Let's say you have. excuse me.
Trying to light 10 candles.
10 candles. So you can't use a match. You have to go use. You have to use Shabbos. So what do you do then? Ask your wives. What do? They go and they blow it out, or do they wave it in the air until it blows out, or do they put their hands to it very quickly? You got to be a little brave. You got to put your hands to it, or do some other technique to put it out. So there is a principle which the place can deal with, and they say shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. This whole thing of not blowing out a candle is totally it's not there's no source. It has a very weak source. It's a minig, it's a medrash. Any opportunity you have to find an excuse not to do it, you can do it. Shomer pesayim Hashem. If you never heard of it, no one knows it, you've been doing it your whole life, you never heard of this, to keep on doing what you're doing. Even if you did now hear about it, but if you're involved in a mitzvah, lighting their Shabbos, or Havdalah candle, I lit the Havdalah candle, so I don't have the oil, so I want to go put out with my, I want to go blow it out. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra, and therefore this is a very important leniency in this matter. Likewise, when it comes to lighting the candles in front of the Amud, when you get you down for the Amud, you light the candles, you're lighting those candles, shomer mitzvah. Right, l'shem mitzvah, l'shem whatever it is, you light candles to cover the davening, whatever the reasons are. But whatever the reasons are, they're all l'shem mitzvah. So you put them out; it's all under the umbrella of a mitzvah. You don't need it now anymore. Shem mitzvah lo yeda davar. Some will argue, no, that's only when you light. When you're putting it out, that's no longer the mitzvah. It's only if you're putting it out, like some men do, they light the Shabbos candles to prepare it for their wives. Right, there is such a thing. Today they say it's ridiculous because you're not making it any easier for your wife to go and light and to put it out. You're making it harder for them. But let's say you have a situation where...
Make it worse,
right?
No, you make the wicks smaller because today's candles, the way they manufacture them...
Very long wicks. Okay, so let's say you have a situation where a husband is preparing the wicks, the candles for his wife, and he's lighting it and he's putting it out in order to prepare for his wife. So then you then certainly the blowing out is in the category of Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovara, and you would be allowed to blow out the candles, in preparation for your wife. That would be permitted. What?
What mitzvah is he doing?
Hachana, it's halakas haner. He's a participant. No, he's a participant in the midst of Ner Shabbos, the chelik. Okay, now the big question you all want to know about is a birthday cake. Okay, a birthday cake.
It depends. Are you
Sayyam or not? So he brings that. I never saw this. He says, okay, he quotes here, he cites here the makar of having a birthday cake with candles. You'll never guess where it got. Everyone knows it must be some Goyshe minug, but he has here the details. The minug comes from people who worship, comes from Greek, a Greek, really? Yavan. Okay, this comes from Yavan. Wow. Okay, it goes back to the time of Hanukkah, the Yavanim, and they worshipped the sun, the moon, they worshipped all the constellations, and Monday is the moon day, right? Monday. So one of the deities that gives benefit is the moon. The cake represents the moon. That's why the cake is round. It's round. A cake represents the moon. The candles represent the light that the full moon gives off. That reflects. The moon reflects the light of the sun. So the moon is an avodah zarah. The moon is giving off light. We have to pray to the moon that the moon should be good to us. So the moon, the cake is the moon, it's sweet, a cake, and you put on the candles, which is the light, and then you make a wish on your birthday, and I get a lot of this, and this people don't know this part, is this smoke, that's part of the custom. People don't realize that part of the ancient custom is you worship the moon, but when you blow it out, you produce smoke. And when the smoke goes up, that's like incense going up to the moon.
Who says this?
And with, this is what he cites a sefer that says the moon Mekorosh. He brings out a sefer that cites them where it comes from. And then listen to this. Your wish, your machshava, I want a jaguar this year. It goes in, it goes into the smoke and goes up into the smoke detector and makes noise.
Rabbeinu, okay. Wiki says that there was a temple of Artemis who was the goddess of the hunt, and the candles were lit to make them glow like the moon associated
right,
with the
hunt. Right, exactly. The moon's radiance. And folks, the smoke, they talk about the smoke, you blow it out. You blow it out. By blowing it out, it makes smoke. And the smoke, the machshava, your good wish, goes in the smoke, goes up to Shemaim, goes up to the moon, and the moon will reciprocate and grant you your wish. This is clearly avodah zarah mamish. Forget about Thanksgiving. Forget about eating turkey on Thanksgiving. This is mamish. A birthday party is mamish, mamish. Pshuta kimashmo avodah zarah mamish. How the same answer you'll give for Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving, the truth is really is avodah zarah, is that, listen, no one's thinking this anymore. Who's thinking about the moon, the smoke, the wish?
The football games.
We're the modern man. This is just fun. Okay. So the same way by Thanksgiving, who cares about the Zara? Not about the Zara. It's an opportunity to come together, to get off from yeshiva, to sit and schmooze with your family, have a good meal. And Mimela, 99.99% of the poets can say it's mutu lechatchila, because the Avodah Zarah has expired. The Avodah Zarah element of Thanksgiving has expired who knows how many years ago. Same thing. No one today is thinking about the moon. No one is thinking about smoke. No one is thinking about, so it is expired, it's just fun. The mail, it's not mamish Avodah Zarah. Okay, is it an ideal thing to do? Or not? But is it Avodah Zarah? No. The child wants it. Hey, do it. You have to be a good parent. They'll blame you. 50 years later, they'll blame you. The reason why I turned out so big was because you didn't make me a birthday party. Right? No joke. No joke. What? I can't only... There are too many swarm here. This is like... This is called Terakula.
The
candles? I don't know. I actually don't know. He said... I don't know. He doesn't call it safer. Okay, now, the problem, though, is it's still a problem. You're blowing out candles. It is still a problem. Over here, it's a person's birthday. You're celebrating life. You're celebrating his chayim, his life. And you lit candles. And you lit candles.
There's no problem. You blow out a whole bunch of candles with one breath, so each one is a chatzi shia.
I don't know. So this, it's interesting. So this. So you'll say, listen, it's not oil. It's not a nair. There are many. You say, shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. You should know it's not so simple, because there's a real machlokes apoiskim if celebrating a birthday is an inyan. I don't even say it's a mitzvah, but maybe, according to some apoiskim, yeah, there is a significance in celebrating your birthday. And if this becomes part of the fun and celebration, so you could maybe loosely say, so blowing it out is begedah shayim mitzvah lo yedah davara. I mean, it's a little bit of a stretch, obviously, because the birthday you're giving shevach v'hoidot hakadosh baruch hu, then it's the birthday, like we found by Paro. Paro vayhi yoyim holedas es Paro. So it's not the end of the world. Shayim pesayim Hashem. But on the other hand, some say that there's no such thing as celebrating a birthday. Birthday is only for goyim, not for Jews. No such thing. And this borders avodah zarah. And to top it all off, you're blowing things out of candle, which represents kineh l'kim nishmas adam. It's not a good thing. If you could avoid doing so, it would be a very good thing to avoid blowing out. What?
Safety?
What's wrong with safety? Every kindergarten they do this. They don't do this. Every kindergarten have birthday cake with candles.
And they blow them?
In every Haredi, yeshiva, they do this.
This is where my
accident. What?
Special candles that you blow out. Take the $1 and put it
in the wine.
And why is that good?
Why? So the Rama says because you want to show that this nair was only lit l'shem mitzvah. How do I show it's only lit? It's going to go out in mitzvah. Yeah, l'may nafkamina. If you have a candle that was lit, not l'shem mitzvah, this happened to be a candle, that's like the electricity. You don't go squirt the light bulbs with wine. if the lights were turned on, not l'shem mitzvah, then the lights weren't on. You can l'chatchila, borrow, you can make a bracha on lights. I don't know, LEDs might be a shayla, but you can make a bracha of borei me'ori ho'esh on an incandescent bulb. Did I put on the bulb l'shem mitzvah? No. No, any light that was not put on l'shem mitzvah, you don't have to. But a ner havdala, you're only lighting l'shem mitzvah. So there, you show that was lit l'shehider. It was lit l'shem mitzvah by putting it out in an object
what
of
about
mitzvah.
The match
a match, as he says, is a piece of wood with fire. There's no real fuel. So that we are more make. Okay, the other thing he reads out a very bizarre minuk. I don't know. I never heard this. Never saw this. He claims that by the Haredim, by some the Sfardim, they know all this stuff. They're very disturbed at all this stuff. They're very well aware of this. They're more into this than we are. And they claim, go ask your local Sfardi, when they make a birthday party for a child, and the child's, let's say, 5 years old, and there are five candles, the five candles are not really the five, they'll tell you the five candles are not the five candles corresponding to the 5 years of my child. That's a coincidence. It's five tzaddikim, five tanoim. We're lighting candles in honor on the birthday, to celebrate the birthday of my child. He's 5 years old, so we're going to light five candles, l'zeicha nishmas, Rashbi, five tzaddikim, five tanoim.
Wow.
Interesting. And therefore, that is a cover. They've taken a goyish minuk. This is very common, like a Hanukkah present, all of these things. It's very common that they take a goyish minuk and you Judify it. So they've Judified this goyish minuk of taking candles, blowing them out, putting the candles, and they make it. No, we're lighting five candles like the same when you go to the kever of Rashbi. You light a candle, you go to a kever, you light a candle. So in honor of the child, we're lighting five candles in honor of five tzaddikim. The problem though is you shouldn't blow it out. Because when you light candles in honor of tzaddikim, those candles you let it go out by itself, those candles you bedafka do that, and the chachamim say, don't. So some of the Sfardim, they don't blow out the candles. They light the candles.
Another problem, you can't have the zugas, you can't have pairs, you've got to have odd numbers.
All right. These are the Rosh Hashanah of the city. We'll stop over here. May you all have a wonderful day.